So I want to talk about this new concept that I brought to my mind that is called Buddhistian. So some know about that I, well, people who knows me know that I like theology a lot. And I have studied some religions, not all the religions, but I have studied some. I didn't go into some that it sounds some weird stuff, but I respect if you practice it. So what is Buddhistian to me, honestly, above all the religions, the one that convinced me more, it was being Buddhist. And because you start loving your environment, you start loving the animals. And Christianity has good ones, but the fact of sin and all that stuff sometimes put people in some spectrum where they believe they're better than others because you're saved. So that makes you believe that that you're better than other people or that you're the privileged land. And in difference, Buddhism is like telling you there is a God who loves us all. So why did I turn this concept into Buddhistian? I will say, well, to me, Siddhartha Gautama Buddha, he was a master and he has some similarities to Jesus, right? But I did like the fact of believing that reincarnated, I do believe we come back to this world because we're energy. So our energy just transcend, right? So Buddha says, I'm coming back, but I'm gonna come back in a different body, in different shape, even in a, it could be a different animal, you know, like he believes we transcend, we can come back as a plant, as an animal, as an environment, whatever. But so why did I turn into Buddhistian is because I believe to me personally is that Jesus, he was the Buddha as well. And his masterpiece between, if you compare between Buddha and Jesus, it was that he say, I'm coming back, but I'm coming back with my same body. So that's why to me it's like, whoa. And he, if we believe in Jesus Christ, then you believe that he reincarnated or he was able to regenerate his body as well. And that's why I just like the concept of Buddhistian, because I do like to try love my environment as much as I can. But there are parts that I can tell you, if things are not good for you, you just need to quit it. Things, people, family, whatever, you know, as much as you can keep your things. I love gardening, and for me, I notice when it's a pest, you just try to get rid of it, you know, and as much as you can to save the main plant. So I realized soon that there were people around me that were giving me this really heavy energy, and I was a little skeptical about it. So I did decide to put walls against them. And it has been a good relief for me. Even my body's getting better. My health is getting better. And I just feel like even the energy around me is getting better. And, you know, you use any therapy like that as well to put people away from you. And people who really loves you and who really care, they're gonna be able to say sorry and to try to fix the stuff. But people who are not really for you, they're just gonna move away. And that's the beauty, you know, that you realize you cannot force people around you. And if people are trying to abuse you, you're able to put walls around them and say, hey, no, you're not gonna do this to me. But if you really want to share something, share it, right? So I just brought that concept and I just like it. I think it's cool and I think it brings a lot of reflection for me. That, yeah, I like Gautama Buddha, but I think the Master Buddha to me was Jesus. Jesus, yeah. Have a good day.